the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Welcome back. It's Ian Guider in for Matt today. Now, it is Monday, so that means it's time for the last word on travel. And Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie is with us. Sarah, I'm incredibly jealous because we're talking about the Maldives this week and you're just back.
Yeah, that's right, Ian. Just thought it's something nice and dreamy to get people thinking about for the future. Yeah, amazing. Absolutely incredible place.
You've been there a few times now, and everybody who's seen it on their phones or on their TVs knows it's just associated with sandy beaches, blue oceans, sunshine. It's a long way away.
Yeah, and you know, it is funny when you see, and I suppose in the world we live in with AI and everything now, like, and you see so many pictures on Instagram and videos, it is actually one of the few places that really, like, it is exactly what you see. The beaches are that white, the water is that crystal clear, that aquamarine colour. Islands really are paradise islands. And it's kind of hard to, sometimes when you're posting videos or you're, you know, sharing things on Instagram, you're like almost... You always think it just doesn't even look real sometimes, you know, but it is. It's absolutely incredible destination.
Yeah,
I couldn't recommend it highly.
For many people, though, is it not associated with romantic honeymoons? Is it a family destination?
Yeah, this is, I suppose, the biggest misconception. And I'm 30-odd years in the travel industry, and it was on my bucket list for a long time. And I eventually kind of got there 8 years ago, and I brought the kids, and everybody was like, what are you bringing the kids for, you know? But actually, one of the things I'd say about the Maldives, I mean, there's 1,200 different islands now, 200 of them are inhabited, and 150 are these luxury resorts islands. So there are islands, absolutely. I've been in one of them where, you know, you have 30 villas and you need to be madly in love and look into each other's eyes for the week. But there are also islands like where we've just come back from, Kuramati, where, you know, you have 12 different restaurants, 9 different bars, you know, loads going on. There's kids clubs, there's so many different water sports, so much to do. So the most important thing about going to the Maldives is making sure you choose the right island. And I can't really stress that enough. Like, if you choose the right place, you 100% won't be bored. There'll be loads to do. I wouldn't think for a minute. And that's come from someone who doesn't sit still on holidays. I'm always going 100 miles an hour. So, you know, absolutely, you definitely wouldn't be bored.
Give us a couple of destinations for, say, those with a young family.
Well, Kuramati is one. It's a bit of an all-rounder. I was actually there before, and we went back this time because I just love it so much. It's one of the largest islands, so it's about 1.8 kilometres, and it takes about 30, 40 minutes to walk from one end to the other. But it has this, it has, as I said, 12 different restaurants, 9 of them are a la carte, and there's 7 different bars. But it has this sandbank that is really like the best beach I've ever been on in my life, to be honest. And it's incredible when you're on it. You can't believe, you know, you're actually there. And because the Maldives, a lot of the accommodation, you have like overwater bungalows or beach houses that are on their own beaches. Like, not the beaches, like, people said to me, you know, on Instagram, where is everyone? You know, how come like there's nobody there? But because they're all on their own beach, or they're jumping off their own water villa, or, you know, so you actually do have these incredible sandbanks and beaches to yourself half the time. So that was one of the things I just love about, and just has a kind of really nice, relaxed atmosphere. Loads for kids as well. If there's any families listening, there's lovely beach houses. When we were there, they had a Campione soccer camp, which I think this is the first year they've done it, and they're going to be doing it next year as well. And like, John Barnes was one of the coaches, and I think I was more excited than the kids. And Stuart Pearce was due the following week. So, you know, they have loads of things going on. There's a kids club with a splash park. But to be honest, most of the kids will just be excited seeing, you know, fish like reef sharks up close, or just tropical fish they can see from their house. You know, that's kind of the big attraction with kids, and why mine really, really wanted to go back. There's the memories from being able to snorkel, you know, whenever they want it. Like, that's part of the attraction.
For those that really want to splash out, and these are not cheap holidays, and we'll get on to that in a moment, but for those who want to go the ultimate five-star luxury.
Yeah, Madivaru is a brand new island. So what we did this time is we spent 4 nights in Kuramati and 4 nights in Madivaru. So it was really nice to do the two centre. But Madivaru was just opened, so it's a brand new island. And it is, like, you can see the five-star touches. The villas were incredible. Like, we had a lead-in villa type and it was like, it was unbelievable. Like, all the accommodation has private pools. Little touches, like, you don't have to wait for a buggy. You can just ring one and they'll bring you to wherever you want to go. You know, so... Little things like that. So for people who really want the whole five-star experience, yeah, it's brand new. And like only some of the island was open when we were there. The rest is kind of opening in October. So if it was that good when we were there, I can only imagine what it'd be like by next year. But they also have like 2 and 3 bedroom residences. So if you had an extended family or, you know, you wanted to go, it would be a really good choice.
And can you go between the islands? Do people regularly move from one to the other? Or is it stay where you are, just sit there and enjoy and let the world go by?
It depends. There's another island that we went to before Candaloo from Kuramati, and that was a kind of the quieter five-star option as well, a kind of a foodies place. So you can on certain ones. There's other islands, Siam World, that have like an adults kind of one. Then there's a family one, and you can go between them. So yeah, you can definitely do it. You just need to make sure you're picking somewhere close together, because what you don't want to have to do is you don't want to go back to Mali and then fly back out again or get another speedboat back out again. So you want to make sure that if you are doing a two centre, that it's the islands are within close proximity to each other, and that the transfers can be arranged. And I suppose this is the importance of picking a travel agent, because like you really need to make sure, as I said, you pick the right island. If you want activities and you want to, you know, lots to do, or you want a choice of dining, you need to make sure you choose the right places.
Yeah, and the practicalities as well. Getting there from Dublin, is it easy enough?
Yeah, it actually is, to be honest. There's loads of flights now via, particularly from Dublin, with Emirates, Etihad, like via Doha, via Dubai, via Abu Dhabi, like daily flights. And you can go from Cork via London. So, you know, there are other options as well, but certainly the access from Dublin is really, really good. We went direct this time and came back, but the last time we stopped in Dubai for 3 nights, and that's what most people would probably do, maybe 7 nights in the Maldives, 3 nights in, either Dubai or Abu Dhabi or Doha or something on the way back. That would be probably a more common thing people would do, like a two centre.
Now, let's be honest, this is not cheap. This is not something you're going to do at short notice, and it's probably not, unlike yourself, Sarah, something you're going to do all that often. So for somebody who does want to bring their husband, wife, partner, and bring their kids with them as well, tell us the cost of it.
Yeah, well, the kind of lead-in price for a couple, now I picked a deluxe water villa, so one of those villas literally over the water, because I think for a couple that's the experience they really want. For $3,109 for based on June next year, and that includes your flights, your speedboat transfers, all inclusive, so your food and staying in a deluxe water villa. Now you'll probably realistically add on
per person,
a few nights in Dubai. Oh, that's per person, yeah. You will probably add on a few nights in Dubai or somewhere on the way. But just like bear in mind, whilst it does sound expensive, you know, when you're on all inclusive, you know, you don't really spend anything. A lot of the water sports, well, you're given your snorkel mask when you arrive, and you know, off you go. You usually get a sunset cruise. Some of the non-motorized activities are included depending on the island. So you probably book a boat trip. You know, you might do a go out with the whale sharks or stingrays or something like that. But realistically, you know, you really don't spend much because you're on an all-inclusive. So it does sound like an expensive holiday, but if you go on an all-inclusive package, you'd be surprised compared to going to the States, for instance, where you're going to spend a fortune. You know, it wouldn't be any more expensive than going to Florida for a family, for instance, you know. So it's that kind of level, I suppose.
And for people that do want to have the ultimate blowout, bring the family and have a beach house, how much could that cost?
Well, a two-bedroom beach house, again, on an all-inclusive basis, based on summertime. Summer is the cheapest time to go, about 35% less. I mean, it isn't, like, we had great weather, but it isn't, it's technically not the best. That's why it's cheaper. But I'd go in the summer again, no problem. So you're looking at $10,489 for a family of four, again, including your flights, your speedboat transfers, all your food, all your drinks, for 7 nights. Again, you may add on a couple of nights in Dubai or something like that, if you want to on the way back. So that's the kind of, as I said, not really that much different to going to Florida and adding on your theme park passes and all those other things that you'd add on. It sounds absolutely outrageously expensive, I know. So I hope the texters aren't going mad there. But
they are, but look, Sarah, as I said, look, we have covered on this show before, we have covered these ultimate luxury tours, but I know you've been on with us many, many times with best deals for people getting away for a weekend or even for family deals. So it's no harm every now and again covering the ultimate luxury. And as I said, I'm incredibly jealous of you, even for going just once. Never. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.